school basketball starts now on Sunny 101.3 FM.
And we welcome you back here, or I welcome you back, because I've been here on Sunny 101.3 now for at the Tri-County High School. We just finished up over on Sister Station, KTNC, the Sacred Heart and Lord Central Catholic girls semifinal round game, won in overtime by the Lord Central Catholic Knights. If you weren't tuned into that ball game, the Sacred Heart fans, the Knights outscored the Irish 26-16 in the second half and won by 1 point in overtime tonight, advancing to the title game on Saturday night at 6 o'clock. That'll be Lord Central Catholic. Sacred Heart will play for third place on Saturday at 3 o'clock. You will hear that game here on Sunny 101.3, I believe. I'll have to check all that. We got the ECNC tournament going on. We got this tournament going on. So we'll have to figure out who all is playing where and when, and we'll let you know all more about that tomorrow on the sports news. But we will have basketball for you coming up on Saturday here on Sunny 101.3. So the Eagles are headed out here to warm up. Sacred Heart's out on the floor, and we've got about 3.5 minutes before we tip it off. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back and give you the starting lineups between Fall City Sacred Heart and Johnson Brock Boys in the Pioneer Conference semifinals on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Fall City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Tri-County High School. Let's look at the starting lineups for the visitors from Johnson Brock for Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. His squad ranked number 8 in Class D1 this week. They're 15-3 on the season. The starters today, Sloan Pelican, a 5'8 junior. Camden Dollinghouse, a 6'1 sophomore. Kaysen Dollinghouse, a 6'1 sophomore, the twins. Nick Perry is a 6'3 senior. And Leighton Behrens is a 6'foot junior. Your starting 5 for the Eagles are dressed in the road reds for this game. For the Irish, for Coach Doug Goltz in this contest, he will go with the same 5 the Irish have been starting throughout the season. It's going to be 6'2" junior Jack Stice, 6'1" senior Evan Keithley, 6'4" junior Joe Simon, 6' junior James Preschel, and a 6' senior Sam Dunn. Jack Stice, Evan Keithley, Joe Simon, James Preschel, and Sam Dunn for the Irish. Sloan Pelican, Kaysen Dollinghouse, Nick Perriott, Kaysen Dollinghouse, and Leighton Behrens for Johnson Brock, Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. The the number 3 seed. They beat, they picked up a quarterfinal win over Pawnee City, 68-43. Tuesday night at Lewiston, Johnson Brock's a 2 seed. They dispatched Del Rodell, the 7 seed, 58-34 on Tuesday night here at Tri-County. So that's where we are at with that. The earlier game between the two schools, just the 26th of January, Johnson Brock beat the Irish at Johnson, 38-34 was the final there. 38-34, Johnson Brock got the win in that game against Sacred Heart. So we'll see what transpires as we get set to go through this one today here at Tri-County High School. Nick Perry will jump center for the Johnson Brock Eagles against Joe Simon for the Irish. We sit at the end of the court here. And here's the toss, and Simon will control it backcourt to Evan Keithley. I haven't seen the Eagles since they played way back, they played Fall City way back earlier this season, back in December. Now, come to the front court, sitting arm with the basketball. Simon backing in, down the lane with a step up, short, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Leighton Behrens, and the Eagles throw it ahead. Pelican all the way to the hole, layup on the left hand on the left side is up and good. Sloan Pelican puts his squad ahead 2-0 here in the first minute of the ball game. Sayart to Simon, double team, gets away to Dunn, layup on the left hand on the left side, good. The assist going to Dunn, or to Simon, the bucket by Dunn, and we are tied at 2. Now to the front, Sloan Pelican with it, top of the key, off Perriott. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Perriott leans to the right, throws it up, no good, but a whistle and a foul will put him at the line to shoot 2 free throws here. Foul on Evan Keithley will be his first of the ball game, the first foul of the ball game, in fact, as we get going here tonight at Tri-County. Free throw on the way up, and a hop on the rim straight up and straight back down. 1 point in the book for Nick Perriott. He'll have another free throw coming here. Second one up, and the second one rattles out of there, no good. Keithley grabs the rebound for Sacred Heart. Up the floor to Dunn on the right side, back to Keithley. 3 ball straight out front, swish for the Irish senior. Evan Keithley with a triple puts his team ahead, 5-3. Left side we go on the floor, Kaysen Dollinghouse to Pelican. Free throw line on the right side of the floor, gives it off there to Behrens. Behrens back across the court. Now Perriott, right side, down low to Pelican on the baseline. He'll hand it off. Perriott elevates the shot way long from about 15 feet. Coming down to the board, Jack Stice. Stice will bring it himself up top of the key. Now they stop him there. Man-to-man defense, both sides. Here is Simon from 17. Too long, no good. Pelican tries to dribble the ball over to Camden Dollinghouse on the rebound. Either one of them grabbed it. The ball went out of bounds. It'll be sitting our ball underneath their own bucket. Free possession here for the Irish. Bringing it into Simon in the paint. They swipe at it. 3 defenders around him. In and out off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Behrens. And here come the Eagles to the front court. Pelican gives it up to Perriott on the left side. Back to the middle now to Camden Dollinghouse. Left side Behrens up. Too strong. No good. Rebound brought down by the Irish. It'll be controlled by James Freshel. Tipped by Dunn, who thought he was fouled. Now into Simon. Right side just beyond the block. Out it goes, and a 2-pointer on the way up. Short. No good by Sacred Heart. Kept alive that shot put up by James Freshel, and a foul on the rebound will go against the Irish on Joe Simon. His first, team foul number 2 on Sacred Heart now. Up the floor with the basketball. Here come the Johnson Brock Eagles. Pass from Stolen and a layup at the other end. Up and good by James Freshel. Freshel with a steal and the layup, and the Irish have a 4-point advantage, 7-3. Perriott. Pass two defenders. Pelican for 3 from the top. It's up and down. Sloan Pelican now with 5 in the ball game, and it's 7-6. Sacred Heart up to the front. Keithley with it. Leaves the ball back for Stice. Top of the key. Moves to the right side. He's guarded there by Keeson Dollinghouse. switches over to the far side of the floor. Gives the ball to Preschel. And now it's a three-pointer up and down from the left side of the circle by Jack Stice. And the Irish are up 10-6. Johnson Brock ball, 4:43 to play in the first quarter. 10-6, Sacred Heart. Dribble drive and up off the glass. Good, and a foul. Two-pointer good. The foul on Sacred Heart will catch when they put it on the board. And I'm afraid it is for the Irish. It's Joe Simon, his second early on. He'll check out of the game, replaced by Riley Nelson, a 6-foot senior, with 4:39 to go in the first quarter. At the line, Camden Dollinghouse with two, looking for three, and it's good. And now it's a 10-9 ball game on the three-point play. The Irish by one. To the front we go. It will be Keithley holding it, looking. Back out to the top to Jack Stice. He dribbles around. The Irish may need an outside game here today with Simon in early foul trouble. Down low, Riley Nelson posts up. Out to Stice, tipped away by the Eagles. Out of bounds, Sagar basketball in front of the Eagles bench. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse bringing in Brody Kaler here, a 6-foot freshman for the Eagles. This Johnson Brock is a young team. They got a lot of youngsters. Bring it in to Keithley. He'll hand it to Dunn. The Irish, on the other hand, veteran squad, at least as far as upperclassmen playing. They've got some kids that haven't played a lot till this year. Pelican swipes the ball and runs out a layup at the other end. Pelican with the steal and a layup has 7 points and the lead to Johnson Brock, 11-10. Keithley, top of the key, moves left, cut off, gives it to Dunn. Sam Dunn will move all the way to the sideline on the left side of the floor. Moves back toward the middle of the floor, around a defender. Hands it off now to Stice. Stice. Pelican knocked it loose again, but Stice recovers. Keeps on moving. 3:35 to go around the back. And the ball loose again. Recovered by Stice. He'll hold and go to Dunn. Underneath to Riley Nelson. Nelson double-teamed out to Dunn for three from the right corner. Too strong. Rebound. Nelson had it. We got a foul on the rebound here. This one on the Eagles, it looks like. They say the ball hit the support above the basket. So the officials are going to get together here. I'm going to say Coach Lucas Dollinghouse said the ball went up and hit the strap support that they used to move the ball, the basket up and down with. No call and a foul on Kaler. And now a steal by Pelican again. Pelican will give the ball up and traveling called on Lane Buckmeyer, who just checked into the ball game. 11-10, Johnson Brock with the lead. So now we've got Lane Buckmeyer in the ball game. Sloan Pelican, Brody Kaler is in there. We've also got Camden Dollinghouse in the game as well as Kaysen Dollinghouse. The Irish have four other starters, and Ryan Nelson's in there for Joe Simon right now for the Irish. 2:57 to play, first quarter, 11-10, the lead to Johnson Brock. Sam Dunn working with the dribble, picked it up, off to Nelson. Riley in the free throw circle, works down the right side, gets the ball off, and Stice will elevate up on the rim, no, rebound, and oh, they say it's off Preschel. Preschel tried to bounce the ball or tried to get it back and dribbled it, and it hit the end line. Out of bounds, Eagle basketball. Pelican checks out now. Jalen Behrens, a 5'11 senior, checks in. Bring it into Perry. He'll hand the ball off. Camden Dollinghouse to the front court. Hand the ball away. Out top, Nick Perry again to the right side to Camden Dollinghouse. He'll get it to Kaler. Kaler with it. Spin the ball around to the left side. Perry around a defender. Keeps on going. Gives the ball up. And now back out to Perry for three. Drains it from the left side of the circle. It's Nick Perry with his first field goal. He has 4 points in the game. It's 14-10, Johnson Brock. Timeout Irish. They trail 14-10 with 2:08 to go in the period. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny
101.3. 2 minutes, 8 seconds left in quarter number one here today at Tri-County. It's the boys' semifinals of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Coming up at the top of the hour, you're listening to the Irish and the Johnson Brock Eagles on Sunny 101.3. KLZA, Fall City and Johnson. Freshel working the ball to the right wing. Cut off there, needs help. Lobs out top to Riley Nelson. Nelson to Dunn. Dunn moving right down the right side of the lane out to Keithley. Evan Keithley coming to the near left side with a dribble and hands the ball off now to Stice again. Stice moving with the ball, driving, pulls up, right block, up, rolls across the rim, no good. Freshel had it, lost it, taken away by Nick Perriott. Perriott with the rebound, brings it up himself. He'll give the ball in the lane, down the lane, up off the glass. No good there for Lane Buckmeyer. Rebound to Freshel for the Irish. James Freshel to the corner to Keithley. Three ball, right side, no. Rebound. Who are you going to give that one to, Mr. Official? Ball was bouncing up and down off of hands, and they're going to say it's Sacred Heart basketball. I had no clue who was going to get that ball. Just off the baseline, Dunn into Keithley. Keithley moving left, and we'll give it to Riley Nelson. Riley will hand the ball off. Now Dunn between the circles. Picks up his dribble, goes off to Keithley. Driving to the left side baseline. Hand-checking foul. Going to be called here on Jalen Behrens for the Eagles. Second team foul on Sagard. Three on the Irish so far. Inbounding for the baseline, Sam Dunn. He'll go to the corner to Stice. Right side. Still dribbling. Now looking, gets away to Dunn. He's on the left side or on the right side of the wing. To Nelson and back to Sam Dunn. He'll reset the offense. Now Stice, three ball. Right side. Make it the left side. He's going to face the court. No good. The rebound to Sam Dunn. Dunn moves out top between the circles. Reset against the man-to-man defense here. Out top, Stice with it. Stice, a 6'2 junior, directing traffic from the top near midcourt. Off to Evan Keithley. Good defense by the Eagles here. The Irish having trouble getting the ball inside. They're holding for one now. Eight on the clock. Moving it up. Dunn pulls up, three-pointer on the rim, no. Harriet the rebound, and that will end the half. It is Johnson Brock, 14, Fall City Sacred Heart, 10. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's going to be Johnson Brock basketball when we get the Lewiston Tigers past them. Lewiston girls headed into the locker room here, so they're clear now. And the ball comes in to Sloan Pelican. Up the right side, gets the ball ahead to Camden Dollinghouse. Now to Perry. Down the lane, Pelican knocked, ball knocked loose, blocked away. by Dunn, and we keep on going here. I hope we didn't just get cut off, knocked off the air here. At any rate, the ball comes in, swinging it around. Kaysen Dollinghouse knocked away, stolen by Freshel. He'll give the ball to Keithley. Keithley up the floor for it, the Irish. Off to Stice, and now back to Freshel. Freshel moves back. Riley Nelson with the ball. He starts the second quarter. Place of Joe Simon. He picked up two quick fouls in this ballgame. Been on the bench ever since. Knocked away by the Eagles. Irish ball. They retain possession of it. Freshel picked up his dribble at the free throw circle. Back out to Keithley. Keithley now coming over here to the near left side to Stice. Jack will hold it now off to Nelson again to Dunn. Dunn on the right side, moving up the floor to Keithley. Back out to Dunn. Thought about a triple. Didn't. Now Keithley will from the same spot. Up. Too strong. Rebound. Freshel. Keithley again for three from the top of the circle. No good. Rebound to Nelson. And a rebounding foul here on Johnson Bryan. Not sure who they called that one on. Find out here in a moment. Foul is on Kaysen Dollinghouse. His first, team foul number three. Bring the ball in off the play, and they take it into Stice. Jack Stice turns around, hits the 12-footer. It's a two-point game, 14-12. Johnson Brock, front court with it now, will be Lane Buckmeyer. Right side, Pelican. Pelican bounce pass in, and the ball taken away by Nelson. Stolen away from Leighton Behrens that time as the pass came into him. Here's Dunn at the top, moving to the right, off to Keithley. Keithley hit his first three-pointer and has been empty since. Bring the ball forward. Stice with it out top again, looking. Stice off to Keithley one more time here. Evan down now to Freshel. Freshel left side, dribbles in, paint up, no good, rebound to Perriott. Perriott way up in the air to grab that one. Ahead he goes, and a runner up, layup no good by Camden Dollinghouse. Coming down with the rebound with Stice, and then it's going to be a held ball. And that will come this way to us, to the Irish end here, the south end of the floor at Tri-County. We're on the end of the floor watching the ball game. All right, we come back around the other way. Now a drive and a shot by Nelson. No good, and he will be fouled by Leighton Behrens. If you want to feel old like I did here between games, you get somebody walking by here. Riley Nelson's granddad, John Eichhoff, who used to be a school administrator down at Dawson Verdon. Now, you know how long I'm talking. He was principal there when Dawson Verdon went to the state basketball tournament. He says, you were sitting right there in that spot in 1989 when we won our way to the state tournament. I went, holy cow, 30-some years ago. He said, you were in the same spot. I said, yep, I was. Free throw is up and good by Nelson. So Riley makes it 14-13 at Johnson Brock. 5.5 to play in the first half. 5:28 to go, and now around the right side, a dribble drive by Kaler, and it goes all the way to the hole. Puts it up with the right hand, Brody Kaler, the freshman, with the deuce, and it's 16-13, Johnson Brock. To the front, now Dunn gives it off to Nelson. Nelson to Sam Dunn again, in the left corner, three ball from the wing, up, no, rebound, took kind of a weird hop away from Keithley, went right to Pelican. Sloan up the floor. Kaler driving again. Up, oh, and blocked away nicely by Stice. Stice takes it down. We come the other way. Nelson running it out. Lost the ball. Pelican ends up with it. He'll take it ahead. Now to Perriott. Perriott left side to the three-pointer. Up. Too strong. No good there by the Eagles, by Kaler. So we'll come the other way now. Irish basketball. Down by three, a long ball could tie it here. Stice has it. Hold it. Johnson Brock's played 8 or 9 deep already here in the first half. Shayhart's gone 6 deep, and that's it. Well, back to the front we come. Moving the ball, Stice. Cut off on the right wing. Needs help. turns it around. Taylor inside to Nelson, and he somehow manages to snake his way around a defender. Shot up, no good. And a rebound and a run out the other way to Lane Buckmeyer. He'll get it out to Pelican for three. Short, no good. Rebound by the Eagles. Pelican again for three. Long, no good. And the rebound off the hand of Jack Stice. Out of bounds. It belongs to Johnson Brock. So in comes Kaysen Dollinghaus, 6'1 sophomore. And back in is Jalen Behrens, a 5'11 senior for the Eagles. Sitting is Leighton Behrens. And also Pelican came out there, I believe, yes. Into Perriott. Way up the ladder he goes to get it. Left side gives the ball up there for Kaysen Dollinghaus. Kaysen will hold it, go inside. Now back out to Pelican, back to Kaysen Dollinghaus. To Perriott, to the high post. And now the pass got away, but Kaler grabs it up. And now Perriott for three. Too strong off the left side. No. Rebound comes out to the far sideline to Kaysen Dollinghaus. He'll give the ball up there now to Lane Buckmeyer. To Perriott. Three ball up, three ball down for Nick Perriott, and he's got seven in the ball game. That's his second triple. The lead is 19, a six-point advantage for Johnson Brock. And we have a foul on a Keithley shot. And that was a two-point attempt. Keithley will be at the line. The foul will go on Lane Buckmeyer, his first. Team foul four on Johnson Brock. Make that five on Johnson Brock now. Evan Keithley at the line. Senior fires it up there and got it. Evan with his fourth point of the ball game. Fall City Tiger girls and Auburn girls fans, your game coming up at 5:30 on sister station KTNC tonight. Playing that game up at Murdoch tonight. Keithley makes both free throws. Randy Gatula is on site. He'll have all the action for you. Here it's a four-point lead for Johnson Brock. 3:05 to go in the first half. With the ball, take it down. Kaler, and he rolls to the hole. An excellent assist by Jalen Behrens. Kaler with the bucket has four. And the Irish quickly the other way, now down six. Behrens on the defense. Kaler guarding Dunn. Now out to Keithley. Away to Freshel. Freshel dribbles around the perimeter to Dunn on the right side of the floor. And Kaler reaches over the shoulder, knocking the ball away, but going to get whistled for his second foul. So the freshman will come out. Sloan Pelican back in for Johnson Brock. And the ball will be inbounded by Dunn. He'll get it in there to Freshel. James looking, dribbles out top, gives it to Stice. Back to Freshel, right side. Looking down low, nobody there. Now to Keithley, out between the circles. Left side of the floor. Stice trying to post up. Freshel moves into the paint. Out to Nelson. Riley looking around for somebody. Riley's really improved this year for Sacred Heart. He's made big strides. But his scoring is not his forte. He is the guy that does everything else. Three ball, right corner, short, no good. Dunn follows his own miss. Knocks it loose, but it's picked up by Pelican. Pelican moving the other way, ahead to Perriott. Little stutter step, move, shoots too strong. Rebound grabbed up by Jalen Behrens. Back out to Pelican. He'll throw it over the left side, and a three ball up and good by Kaysen Dollinghouse, the sophomore. Now it's a nine-point lead for Johnson Brock with that triple. For the top, it goes Stice. Holds it, drives down the lane, got bumped, and a foul going to be called here on Kaysen Dollinghouse. It'll be his second, and that's going to put the Irish at the line for 1-1 with 90 seconds to go in the first half here. Johnson Brock will bring Lane Buckmeyer back into the ballgame now for Kaysen Dollinghouse. And to the free throw line, Jack Stice. 1-1 opportunity on the way up. Off the back, no good. Rebound brought down out of there by Perriott. Perriott ahead, now gets it back. It's Behrens. He lost the handle on the ball. It's loose in the lane. And timeout called by Coach Lucas Dollinghouse, saving the possession in the paint. 24-15, Johnson Brock back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holistic remedies leave many with questions. Thanks to advances in their use, we're learning more about their benefits. Herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, can boost your health and help prevent chronic disease. You have options to reclaim your health the natural way. Small changes can make a big difference for you and your family's health. Always check with your physician before taking anything new. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
1:20 to go in the first half. It's 24-15. Johnson Brock leading Sacred Heart in the boys' semifinal here at the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Coming up later tonight, Johnson Brock and Lewiston girls going to take the court. We'll have that one coming up after this one on Sunny 101.3. Lob the ball in. Perry way up the ladder to get it. Throws it away to a teammate. Gets it back, and now he fires the pass over to Camden Dolly House, and he just doubled his outlet. Output of the night with 6 points now. The lead is 12. Inside with it, Nelson. Over to Preschel from 16. No. Rebound tipped away. It comes down in the hands of Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer to Pelican. Sloan Pelican fires it underneath. Behrens turns around. Left hand won't go. Rebound to Riley Nelson. Nelson to Keithley with 45 seconds to go in the half. Irish down by a dozen to Dunn. Dunn moving in. Big step. Whistle and a foul. This will be on Sloan Pelican. His first. Team foul number 8 on Johnson Brock. Sacred Heart just committed 3 fouls. Unfortunately for the Irish, Joe Simon picked 2 of them up in about the first 3 minutes of the ball game and has been sitting on the bench ever since. There's the free throw by Dunn in the 1-1. It's up. It's good. Sam with 3 points now. He signed his letter of intent to play baseball at Peru State College next year. Yesterday, free throw up, and it crawls over the front edge. 27-17, the Eagles with the lead. They picked up a 4-point victory over the Irish on January 26th. Ahead to Dunn, or back pass stolen by Preschel from Sletty. Can't connect on the layup, and the ball is out of bounds. We got a foul on the Irish on the rebound. So Freshel got the steal, couldn't connect on the layup, and a foul is then called on Jack Stice, his first, team foul number 4. Perriott up the floor, looks like they're going to play 1-4 low. Everybody on the baseline for Johnson Brock, except Perriott, who's out near midcourt. 11 on the clock, 10 as he moves up the left side. Hands the ball off there for Brody Taylor. And did he step on the line? He did. Out of bounds, it will be Irish basketball with 6.6 seconds to go. Out comes Kaler with the 2 fouls. He'll be replaced in the lineup by Jalen Behrens. Full court pressure, Stice to the midcourt. 4 on the clock, stops, pump fake, now fires it up. Hits the rim, but it won't go at halftime. It's Johnson Brock, 27. Fall City Sacred Heart, 17. Back after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better,
quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime score 27-17. Johnson Broccoli and the Falls City Sacred Heart Irish are halftime numbers. Brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, it's close to home but far from debt. Check out more about Highland Community College at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring tonight in this ballgame for the Irish. They have 4 points for Sam Dunn. James Freshel with 2, 1 for Riley Nelson. Evan Keithley has 5 and 5 more for Jack Stice for the Irish. Sayard 5 for 7 at the free throw line in the first half of our ball game tonight, all in the second quarter. Joe Simon picked up 2 quick fouls in the first couple minutes of the ball game and has not returned to the lineup since that time. For Johnson Brock, scoring-wise, Nick Perriott was 7. That includes a couple of three-pointers. Sloan Pelican had 7, all in the first quarter. 6 for Camden Dollinghouse in the first half. 4 more for Brody Kaler off the bench. 3 points for Kaysen Dollinghouse. Johnson Brock, 2 for 3 at the line. They have 2 fouls each on Brody Kaler and Kaysen Dollinghouse in the first half of today's ball game. Your score is 27-17. It is a lead for Johnson Brock at halftime. In our girls' game here earlier today, it was Sacred Heart and Lord Central Catholic. The number one seed Sacred Heart Irish knocked off in overtime by Lord Central Catholic. 41-40 the final score. The Irish got outscored big in the second half after leading by 10 at halftime. And they lose it and they will play for third on Saturday while it will be Lord Central Catholic playing for the championship against either Johnson Brock or Lewis. And that's our next game coming up here. The girls semifinal follows this boys game later tonight on Sunny 101.3. That's our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home but far from debt, check them out, highlandcc.edu. Also, a reminder, Fall City Tiger and Auburn Bulldog girls basketball fans, if you're looking for the Tigers and the Auburn Bulldogs tonight, they're going to be coming up on the air on sister station KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM, coming up here at 5:30. Randy Catula's got that call, and on the World Wide Web, where all of our games are found, mscsports.net. Hit the drop-down box and go to KTNC or KLZA. And that is a check of our halftime sport. We'll take a two-minute break, check the weather, hear from more sponsors. We'll be back with the second half on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Frontier Bank would like to take this opportunity to thank the people who care for our community's health. The doctors, nurses, and medical staff who are always there working to make us well. Our local healthcare professionals are dedicated to improving the quality of our lives through good health. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 7 above tonight under mainly clear skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 30. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 21. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Saturday decreasing clouds by Sunday. Highs in the low 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website, alfea.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alfea.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
And Brock boys leading Sacred Heart now, 27-17 is your score as we get ready to go with second half action here this evening. Following this game, it's going to be Johnson Brock and Lewiston girls in the semifinal. The winner moves on to play against Lord Central Catholic for the Pioneer Conference Championship on Saturday evening. The late game tonight, Tri-County, the top seed in this tournament, and the home team here. The host school will be playing tonight, and they will be in action here this evening as well, and they will be taking on the Friend Bulldogs tonight in the conference tournament. We won't have that one on the air tonight, but we'll let you know who wins tomorrow. And we continue on here. Johnson Brock basketball to begin quarter number three. Bring it back court to Nick Perriott. Harriet coming up the floor with the basketball. Starters in for both teams here to start this second half. Moving up the floor with it. Camden Dollinghouse gives it off to twin brother Kaysen. Now to Pelican. Out to Perriott for three. It's up. It's in and out. No good. Rebound out of bounds. And it goes off the hands of Leighton Behrens. So now it comes in to the Irish. Sam Dunn with the ball. 10-point deficit for Sacred Heart here. That's what we had in the last game of the girls' game. Sacred Heart had a 10-point lead, lost in overtime. We'll see if the Irish boys can turn the tables on Johnson Brock here tonight. Inside it goes to Freshel. Elevates, and it's blocked, but he got fouled before he got up. The shot was a clean block, but we've got a foul that's going to be called on Leighton Behrens, his second, first foul of the second half here. At the line for the Irish will be James Freshel. 2 points, and now make it three as he hits the free throw. He'll get one more here. Second one coming. It's up. It's good. Freshel with 4 points now. And now up the floor to the basketball, Camden Dollinghouse. Camden off the right side, Perriott. Now to Behrens, right side, down low on the baseline. He'll hand the ball forward to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Back to Perriott. Perriott gives the ball up, calling the dribble. Now try the left side of the floor to Pelican as they run a weave out top there. Now gives the ball off again, and it's going to be to the free throw line. Kaysen Dollinghouse up, shot up, no good by Camden Dollinghouse off the pass. Rebound to the Irish, and Freshel moves in, bumps into an Eagle, and loses the basketball. The Eagles come out of there with it. Kaysen Dollinghouse to the front court to Perriott. Perriott moving back through the free throw circle to Pelican. Pelican around a defender, down the lane, layup, no rebound, brought down by Simon for the Irish. Ahead to Dunn, over to Keithley, and back to Dunn for three from the left side. And he rattles it home. Seven now for Sam Dunn. The lead is down to five, 27-22. The Irish had the first 5 points of the second half. Inside, Behrens to Pelican. Back to Behrens, down the lane, up, no, got his own rebound, up, and got her on the follow. So Leighton Behrens with his first 2 points of the game. Right side, the Irish have it, Stice into Simon. Double team, spins in, and he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul will be again, I believe, on Leighton Behrens. It is, and that's his third, second one here in the quarter. And Joe Simon to the line, looking for his first point of the ball game. It's up, it's good. He'll have another one here. Second free throw coming for Joe Simon. He gets set. He fires. It's up. It's around the horn. Won't go. Keithley kept it alive, and the Irish couldn't catch up with it. Out of bounds it goes. And it will be Johnson Brock basketball. To the front comes Perriott. Spins his way into the paint. Out to Dollinghouse. Three ball from the right corner. Up and good by Camden Dollinghouse. He's got nine in the ballgame now. And the lead is nine. Sam Dunn to the front, crosses over, out it goes, Freshel from 15, too strong, rebound Dunn, and Pelican tie up for it, and it's off Pelican out of bounds, Sigurd basketball, here comes Brody Kaler back in, a 6 foot freshman, he'll check in there for Kaysen Dollinghouse. From the baseline, Dunn looks in for the Irish, lobs it out top, caught, Freshel back to Dunn, 18-footer, no, rebound grabbed by Camden Dollinghouse. Camden up the floor on the right side, he's got Pelican running on the side with him, passes off, gets it back, now to Pelican at the top of the key, over to Kaler. Kaler hands the ball to the top of the key, in the hands of Lane Buckmeyer, who came in there. Now Perriott, Buckmeyer down the lane, goes in, and a push foul on the Irish. Who'd they get here? They put it on Simon. That's his third. Joe Simon picks up his third foul, first foul and a half on the Irish. And the Eagles run the ball all the way to the backcourt, chasing it down. Perriott up by nine, trying to make it a double-digit lead here with a hoop this trip. Pelican, a junior, holds it. Off he goes to Camden Dollinghouse, and a long three from Pelican won't go. And now it's Keithley up, maybe on the back of an Eagle. I know the Eagle bench thought so. 4:28 to play. Now Simon, left side, spinning in, shoots, short, no good, a whistle and a foul. And he'll go back to the free throw line. Who are they going to call the foul on? Number five, okay. Camden Dollinghouse with his first. I didn't see him signal the bench. Simon at the line where he's 1-for-2 in the game. Sets, fires a hole, spins out. Always interesting when a basketball gets at least halfway in the cylinder and then fights its way out of there. Second on the way for Joe Simon. Up and no, too strong. Heathley the rebound for the Irish. Out top to Dunn. Nearing the midway point. Heathley thought about a three, didn't take it. Gives it now to Stice. The top, Freshel, down the right side, fights his way in, off the glass, no. Rebound brought down out of there by Brody Kaler. Kaler ahead on the right side now with the basketball, Lane Buckmeyer. Buckmeyer to Pelican to the top, now to Kaler. Back it goes, and reach in. Ball knocked loose, and it's out of, no, it's not out of bounds. We got a foul on Pelican. I was screened out of that play. We're sitting here on the end. I did not see what happened with Pelican there. I thought the Irish were going to maybe get the ball when it went out of bounds or else knock it out of bounds. Instead, they call a foul on Pelican, his second, fourth team foul. One on the Irish, four on the Eagles here. Dunn into the paint, spins up. No, Pelican had it, but he lost it to a teammate. Kaler coming up the floor with the basketball. Right side, off he goes there to the right to Camden Dollinghouse. Back across with the basketball. Jalen Barron to check in. Back to Kaler and back to Camden Dollinghouse. Here comes Kaler dribbling in. He'll give it to Pelican, and he went up, lost the basketball, finds it again, and now Barron's in traffic with the left hand up and good. Could have played the best defense in the world right there, and that ball was going to bounty term. It was going in the hole, and Simon at the other end. Barron's got one there that just, I don't know how to describe it. He threw it up kind of from the side, and ball just kept climbing, and then it started to turn and went right in the hoop. Here's Stice for two from about 17 feet, up and good. Timeout called by the Irish, seven for Stice. The Irish take timeout, down 34-25. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
34-25. Johnson Brock with a 9-point lead over the Irish here. And our boys' semifinal round game of the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Just getting underway over on KTNC. Fall City Girls and the Auburn Bulldog Girls in the East Central Nebraska Conference Tournament. That game on KTNC. The winner moves on to the championship Saturday. Eagle basketball, Hanlon on the left side, Barron's, Jalen now goes off with the pass to Lane Buckmeyer, to Kaler. Kaler will hand it away and drive it in, a foul and a bucket. Camden Dollinghouse took it to the hole, put it up and in, he's got 11. He'll go to the line for a possible 3-point opportunity as he's fouled by Jack Stice. Second foul on the Irish this half. Second one on Stice for the game. Free throw short, no good. Keithley grabs the carom for the Irish. Keithley up the floor with the basketball. Off the right side to Stice. Stice with it. Right side, moving left. Spinning back and down to the left block. Turnaround jumper won't go. Rebound. Dunn steals it away. And he got pushed as he tried to put it up and in. Foul will go on Camden Dollinghouse, his second. Team foul 5 of the half on Johnson Brock. Stice will sit down now for Sagan Art. Into the game comes Riley Nelson. Inbounding from the baseline, Sam Dunn out to Keithley. Beyond the 3-point line on the right side. He'll work left. Now keeps his dribble, bounces it away to Nelson, to Dunn. Dunn up the floor, tried to turn the corner, got cut off there. Good defense by Perriott. Now back to Freshel, starts left, right, now to Dunn. Elevates, Perriott blocks the shot. Oh, and they call a foul on him. Didn't see it from this distance, but they're a lot closer than we are. Perriott with the foul. That'll be his first of the ball game. At the line, Sam Dunn. He is 2 for 2 in the ball game and has 7 points. He gets set. He fires it up, and it's good. 8 for Dunn to lead the Irish in scoring. 7 for Stice. 11 for Camden Dollinghouse, and 7 each for Sloan Pelican and Nick Perriott for Johnson Brock. 1:41 left in the third. Free throw for Dunn is up and good, and he's got 9. 36-27, the lead back down to 9 now. Perriott to Pelican. Hands off to Kaler. Now back to the top. It goes to his teammate in there. Lane to Buckmeyer. Goes in. Ball loose. Buckmeyer's got it back now to Kaler. He nearly had it swiped away. It ends up in the hand of Kaysen Dollinghouse. And now it's Pelican and a foul on Dunn. Aggressive move by Pelican. Dunn tried to back out of there. Pelican kept falling and got the contact. So Sam Dunn with his first foul of the evening. Pelican will be at the line to shoot two. He scored 7 in the first quarter. Did not score in the second period. Junior sets. He fires, and it's off the mark. No good. 1:15 left here in quarter number 3. 9-point advantage for Johnson Brock. The Eagles ready. They fire it up, and the free throw is good. Pelican now with 8 points, and the lead is 10 again. Dunn to the front court, off the left side to Riley Nelson. Holds it beyond the arc. Gives it to Simon. Joe Simon back to Riley Nelson. Now back to Dunn. He'll move the ball all the way to the left sideline. Now moves back to the right. Backs up, gives to Simon in the free throw circle. Back to Dunn, moving left to right. Now to Simon in the paint. Stripped of the ball. And a whistle and a foul on Johnson Brock. Foul on Nick Perriott, his second. At the line, Simon. That's the 17 foul. 1-1 opportunity up and no good. Rebound to Pelican for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Kaler to Perriott, right side. Holds it, looks. Gives the ball off there now to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Or excuse me, that was Lane Buckmeyer. I'm sorry, 23. Now out top to Perriott, and he drains a triple. 10 points now for Perriott, his third long ball of the game. And the lead now, the biggest of the night, 40-27. Keithley, reverse layup, coming from the left side on the baseline, up and good. 7 for Keithley. He made the first back skid of the ball game for the Irish. And only has his second bucket of the game. He's got 7 points. 5 seconds to play. Kaler for 3. It's high off the iron. No good. Keep to the rebound. And after 3 complete, Johnson Brock 40. Sacred Heart 29. We'll be back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you. Life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay. Bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock, and if Peru State College game of the week. We're at the Pioneer Conference Tournament. It's semifinal round action. Johnson Brock boys trying to advance to the title game. They lead by 11 over Sacred Heart as we start the fourth period. Keithley for three from the right side. Too strong. Long rebound. Nick Perriott runs it down for Johnson Brock. He'll get the ball away now to Camden Dollinghouse. To Pelican. Pelican out top with it. Kingston Dollinghouse. They continue to play catch around the perimeter. Perriott's got it. Crosses over into the paint. Now elevates to the paint. Short on the shot. Rebound brought down by Simon. And up the floor, a quick one ahead to Nelson. Layup is good at the other end. Riley Nelson with the bucket has three, and it's now a nine-point game, 40-31. To the front court, Camden Dollinghouse for Johnson Brock. To Pelican, he'll hand it away to Leighton Behrens. Back to Pelican. A little give and go, and it's up, it's good over the front edge for Leighton Behrens. To the front we come. Nelson, Simon, left wing in the middle for Dunn. Posts up, and no, but a whistle and a foul. Think they got Pelican. Nope. Yeah, they got number five. Okay, Camden Dollinghouse. That's team foul number eight. Dunn at the line has 9 points in the game. Free throw up, good. Now he's got double figures with 10. 10 for the Irish, for Sam Dunn. Joe Simon has one in the ballgame. And this one misses badly off to the side. And now it's a rebound and bringing it up, Nick Perriott. Perriott, 10 points, 7 rebounds in the contest. Kaysen Dollinghouse moves the ball around the perimeter. Defender fell down into the paint. And now back out Perriott for three. Short, no good. And saving the ball in, getting that other rebound, was Kaysen Dollinghouse. As he saves it in, it's picked up by the Irish. Stice to Dunn, through traffic, right hand, left side, up and good. Dunn, with a dozen points now, leads all scorers in the ballgame. The lead is down to 8, 6:08 to go. That's going to be Camden Dollinghouse. Now out top, long two-pointer, rolls off, no good for Kaysen Dollinghouse. Simon the rebound. Dunn on the right side. The Irish got to keep moving quickly on the offensive end here. Dunn off the left side to Simon. Down to Stice for three. Backside of the iron. No good. Rebound comes out of there. Kaysen Dollinghouse grabs it up. Harriet up the floor now. Slows it down. Waits for the rest of his teammates. He'll get the ball away to Leighton Behrens. Harriet to Pelican. Pelican. Back out, down the lane, go the Eagles. No basket, they say, made by Camden Dollinghouse. Got a foul before the shot, apparently. Foul on Sigurd Hart's James Freshel. And timeout called by the Eagles. They lead it 42-34. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
5:21 left in this ballgame. The lead belongs to Johnson Brock, 42-34. Johnson Brock has the basketball underneath their own hoop here. Sloan Pelican ready to inbound it. Looking, and it comes in all the way out top. Swinging around now. Now over to the right side of the ball, Camden Dollinghouse, and a three ball rattles around and won't go. Freshel ties up with Pelican on the rebound, and the already possession gives it to Johnson Brock. Buckmeyer in the game now for the Eagles. Takes the ball to the corner. Three ball short, no good for Kaysen Dollyhouse. Rebound to Stice. Stice gives the ball up front court. Nope, now has it. Into the lane, now to Simon. Beyond the three-point line. Back to Stice. Irish don't have a lot of time for their real patient offense. Now it's Keithley working around the screen by Simon. Out to Stice, moves baseline. Too strong, coming from the left side, no good. Rebound, and Barron looks like hands it off to Pelican. Back up the floor, Camden Dollinghouse. Sophomore dribbles around, off to Pelican. Defender ran by him, and he'll bounce it underneath there. Dollinghouse over to the far side to Buckmeyer, and now back it goes. Pass it around again with the ball is Buckmeyer. He'll go to the corner to Pelican. Bounce pass across, off the glass, up and good for Leighton Barron. His second hoop of the quarter. The lead is 10, 44-34. Dunn in traffic. Out it goes to the left side. And back and in is Freshel. Defender goes down. That was Pelican. A lot of contact there, no call. And then we've got a whistle. And the foul will go on Camden Dollinghouse. He picks up his fourth foul. With 4:02 to go in the ball game. Team foul number 9 on Johnson Brock. At the free throw line, James Freshel shooting 2. First one is good. He'll have another one here. 5 points for James in the ball game. Kaysen Dollinghouse comes out. Camden Dollinghouse comes out. Taylor's in there. Perriott came back in. And Freshel nets both free throws. 44-36, the lead is 8 halfway through the fourth quarter. Off the floor with it, Wayne Buckmeyer gives the ball off. Perriott in the paint, layup good. Nick Perriott now with a dozen in the ball game. The lead is 10, 46-36. Simon doubled out to Keithley. Down it goes to Freshel on the baseline. He puts it on the deck, into the paint, up, no. Simon the rebound, knocked away from him, but a whistle and a foul will put him in the line. As the Irish are in the double bonus now. Foul will go on Leighton Barron, his fourth foul. And it's Joe Simon on the line to shoot 2. Joe, 1 for 5, and now 1 for 6 at the line tonight. He'll have another one. Here comes Ryan Nelson to the ball game for Jack Stice. In for Johnson Brock once again, Jalen Barron. Simon at the line, ready, fires up, and rattles it, went in. And it's 46-37. To the front we come with the basketball. Now it's Perriott. Perriott to Pelican. Right side, moves left. Bounces the ball out of there to Buckmeyer. And a blocking foul on Riley Nelson. Riley's first foul of the ball game, team foul number 4. Make that 5.5, excuse me. Simon out, back in for the Irish comes Jack Stice. Now inbound it will be the Eagles. Comes into Perriott, he goes right back to Buckmeyer, to Pelican. To Perriott, posted up, and ball knocked away, goes back to Pelican. 3:10 to play in the ball game. The lead is 9 for the Eagles, 46-37. Cross court, he goes to Kaler. Brody Kaler with it, looking. He'll get the ball away to Jalen Behrens. Perriott, three ball from the left side of the circle. No. Rebound to Kaler, out to Perriott. He'll drive in this time. He'll stop. He'll pop for about 3 feet. It's up. It's good. He's got 14 in the game, and the lead is 11. I believe the biggest lead was 12 in the ball game back in the second quarter. Here's Stice in the paint. Spins around, up and good. Stice with 9 now. Pelican will bring it up for the Eagles. The road team on the scoreboard tonight, dressed in red. Hand the ball off, and now it's going to be Barron Buckmeyer with it. Off to Barron's. They run a weave up top. Hand the ball back to Buckmeyer down the lane. He got loose and lays it up and in. Lane Buckmeyer with his first 2 of the ball game. 50-39, the lead 11 again. Here is a layup attempt by Freshel. from the right side. No good. Pelican rips the ball out of there. Ahead to Perriott. Layup. Left side of the right hand. It's good. 16 for Nick Perriott, the senior. Biggest lead of the ball game now for Johnson Brock at 13. Inside, Nelson stripped to the ball. Behrens comes down with it. Jalen Behrens will give it away to Perriott. Minute 35 to go. Perriott, now we got a wrestling match for the ball. Freshel trying to get it away from Perriott. Timeout with a minute 34 left. The lead for Johnson Brock, 52-39. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Sunny 101.3.
52-39 is our score, the lead to the Johnson Brock Eagles. Next game going to be starting a little later than they'd hoped. It was supposed to be a 6 o'clock start for Johnson Brock, Lewis, and Girlsburg. First game today went overtime when Lord Central Catholic came back and beat Sacred Heart 41-40 in overtime. Coming back from 10 down at halftime to beat the Irish tonight. Johnson Brock with the basketball here on the sideline near midcourt. Take it back court now for Camden Dollinghouse. Sophomore up the floor, works around a defender, hands off to Perriott, and the Eagles going to run a weave out top and a foul on James Freshel. His second, team foul number 6 on Sadart. Next one will put the Eagles in the bonus. Inbounding again, Payson Dollinghouse. He goes backcourt. Keithley went for the steal, couldn't get it. Coming up with the ball, Camden Dollinghouse. He'll get the ball away and be fouled. He got away from the defender, then reversed course, and he ran into Keithley. That got tangled up. And Evan Keithley picks up his second foul of the ball game, team foul number 7. 13-point Johnson Brock lead, 1:17 to go here. Free throw up and rattles in the hole for Camden Dollinghouse. He's got 11 now, looking for 12. Lead is 14, up and good, and the lead is now 15, 54-39. Camden Dollinghouse checks out of the ballgame now for the Eagles. Back in there, I believe, Leighton Behrens. Taylor's in there. Sagan with the ball. Now it's going to be Stice for 3 from the top of the key, and he hits it. And a timeout called by Doug Goltz, down by 12 with a minute 4 to go. We'll take another timeout and be back on Sunny 101.3.
The Tri-State.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
4:42. The lead belongs to the Johnson Brock Eagles here at Tri-County High School. As we continue through this Pioneer Conference Tournament semifinal round day here at Tri-County. Coming up next, Johnson Brock Girls. They'll be taking on the Lewiston Tiger Girls tonight on Sunny 101.3. That'll be about 20 minutes at the conclusion of this game. The late game tonight, the boys' final semifinal round game. Will pit the Friend Bulldogs against the Tri-County Trojans, the top seed, and a reach-in foul on Stice with a minute 2 to go. Will put the Eagles at the free throw line for another 1-1. And I'll tell you, the guy they fouled, Camden Dollinghouse, is not the guy you want to foul. seen him at this line before. He is a good free throw shooter. It's on the way up, and it's good. Camden now has 14 points in the ballgame. The lead is 13. Second free throw coming here for the sophomore for Johnson Brock, and it's in and out, no good. Simon the rebound. Give it to Keefley, under a minute to go now, and Keefley's pass deflected up into the stand. Adam Sando made a nice catch up there for the Irish. Boy, Sagar Girls assistant coach. Grabbing, bobbing it a little bit. Bring the ball into Dunn. Dunn drives inside the paint, up short, no good, and a whistle and another foul. Johnson Brock getting ready to bring in a whole another bunch of Eagles. Foul will go against Brody Kaler, his third, and at the line is Sam Dunn. Sam with a dozen in the ball game. This one's up, and this one knocked home again. .55-43 is the free throw good. The second one up, no good. Simon the rebound for the Irish. Take it out of there, and it'll be Stice for three. No. Simon kept it alive. Dunn ends up with it, puts it up and in. And it will be timeout, Sacred Heart. Leave their final one with 41 seconds to go. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
55-45, Johnson Brock leading here in the ball game. Under a minute to go. I think 41 seconds to go here, if I remember right. They'll show us on the clock here in a few seconds. 40.8 seconds. That's pretty close. Inbounding will be Kaysen Dollinghouse. He'll look. He'll get it into Sloan Pelican. And he's fouled in the backcourt, so the Irish not giving up for certain. And now, foul on Riley Nelson, his second. And at the line, Sloan Pelican, 1-for-2 at the line in the ballgame, has 8 points. Probably shooting 1-and-1 here. Junior sets himself up, gets the ball from the official. And we're set. Pelican fires it up, and off the mark, no good. Rebound to Keefley. So here come the Irish, up and a three-pointer by Freshel, too strong. Ball grabbed up by Brody Kaler, and he'll be fouled with 30 seconds to go. Kaler will go to the line. The foul is on Stice, his fourth. Kaler to the line to shoot. Two this time. That's the 10th team foul on the Irish. Second, first one up. First one good. 56-45. Out goes Pelican. Into the game comes Jalen Behrens for Johnson Brock. Second one up. Second one good. Taylor makes them both. The Irish down by 12. It's done up the floor. Back it in. Hands off to Stice. To Dunn, inside to Simon, back and in off the glass. No, and he got fouled. Eagles couldn't stand prosperity there. Don't foul. Well, that was number 5 on Leighton Behrens. Leighton fouls out with 6 points with 20 seconds to go in the ballgame. Into the game. Again comes Camden Dollinghouse. Behrens fouls out as it was 6 points. Sloan Pelican in there with Kaysen Dollinghouse. Harriet's in there. Free throw for Simon. Up and good. made two in a row now. Simon ready again. Sets himself up and off the back. No good. Rebound. Oh, a tackle by Keithley. Keithley literally tackled him. Had him around the waist. Rode him to the ground and everything. Keithley with his third foul of the contest. Team foul, well, it's over 10. So again, we'll walk down here and shoot two free throws. This is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City in Auburn. At the line, Brody Kaler. I don't think he's the one that got fouled. If he did, it was before the tackle. Free throw for Kaler is good. He must have got fouled before the tackle. Second free throw up, rattles, no good. Keithley with the rebound for the Irish. Up the floor he goes, double team as he stops. Pass taken away, stolen, and here comes Taysen Dollinghouse in for a layup with 6 seconds to go. He's got 5 in the game, and that's it. Your final, Johnson Brock, 60. Sacred Heart, 46. 60-46, your final. We'll be back and wrap it up in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Beck and Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck and Call of Fall City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck and Call LLC in Fall City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck and Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck and Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to Tri-County High. Taking a look at the scoring in the ball game today for Sacred Heart. For the Irish, they come up on the short end of the scoreboard, falling to 10-8 on the year. They are led in scoring by Sam Dunney at 15 in the ball game, 12 for Jack Stice. After that, Evan Keithley had 7, 6 for James Freshel, 3 each for Riley Nelson and Joe Simon in the ballgame. The Irish went 16-26 at the free throw line in this ballgame this evening. I'm adding up some quick free throw numbers here. For Johnson Brock in the ballgame, they're led by Nick Perry. He had 16 today, 14 more for Camden Dollinghouse. Then it's 8 for Sloan Pelican. We have 7 for Brody Kaler. Taysen Dollinghouse had 5, 2 for Jalen Behrens, 2 for Lane Buckmeyer, and 6 for Leighton Behrens for the Eagles' total of 60. And they win it 60-46 over City Heart. They go 9-14 at the free throw line, and they'll advance to the boys' championship. You can hear that game Saturday evening, 7:30, the scheduled start time for Johnson Brock versus either Friend or Tri-County on Saturday evening in the girl and the boys' championship. All right, up next, it's the Johnson Brock girls and the Lewiston Tiger girls on Sunny 101.3. 20 minutes up on the clock. We'll be back here in about 15 minutes with the next game on Sunny 101.3.